President Bush now supports the creation of an independent commission to study the September 11th terrorist attacks. The commission's work would include investigating news leaks in federal law enforcement. Until a few days ago, the Bush administration had opposed the idea on the grounds that it would compromise ongoing intelligence work. Commentator Sid Davis, a former vice president of NBC News, says President Bush could avoid these leaks if he were less guarded.
From secret FBI files on terrorist activity to the innermost Pentagon strategies for invading Iraq, newspapers, magazines, radio, and television have published detailed accounts of government snafus and war planning. Thanks to the leakers, we learned that FBI headquarters failed to tell the CIA last summer that suspicious men were taking flying lessons in Minnesota. We learned that the National Security Agency had intercepted a cryptic Al-Qaeda message just one day before September 11th, but it was not studied until 2 days later. We learned that Defense Secretary Rumsfeld has drawn up plans to deal with possible cruise missile attacks on the United States. The leaks have angered the president and his aides. Vice President Cheney has sharply criticized Congress for intelligence leaks. Secretary Rumsfeld wants to jail leakers who work for the government. A State Department official accuses the media of treason, while a Defense Department analyst suggests sending SWAT teams into reporters' homes to help catch the leakers. In a rare constitutional spectacle, the FBI is investigating congressmen over leaks and has proposed giving them lie detector tests. While leaks are seriously troubling to government officials, some noted scholars maintain they are indispensable to a democracy. But news organizations also have an underlying responsibility not to disclose information that endangers American lives. The leakers may be trying to promote their own agendas or to generate debate, but their proliferation may be the result of a lack of communication by the White House about the president's military plans and the evidence that supports an invasion. A nationally televised presidential address on the situation would be useful, since Mr. Bush holds very few formal news conferences. He has held only one news conference live in prime time since taking office. By comparison, Ronald Reagan held 31 primetime televised news conferences, among many others. Lie detector tests, SWAT teams, surveillance, and jail terms might deter the leakers, but there is another remedy. More sunlight. More White House openness. The late Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart said as much in 1971. He voted with the court's majority, upholding the New York Times' right to publish the leaked, classified Pentagon papers. Justice Stewart said, "When everything is secret, nothing is secret."
The comments of Sid Davis, a former vice president and Washington bureau chief of NBC News and former program director of The Voice of America.